You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
Outdoor Adventure summits the airwaves. This is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I'm your host, R. Brandon Long. I'm belay with you for the next 30 minutes. We're going short. Why should we go short today, Todd?
There's a reason why.
There's a reason why. I'll tell you in just a minute. So I'm on belay with you for a little while. Sitting in the Gear 30 Lounge again at my side is the best co-host in all the land, Todd, to the top. It's been a good year, Todd. How you feeling?
What a setup. I'm good. I feel great. I feel good.
Do you feel real
going
good?
Going into a new year, I'm feeling so good.
Also with us here for the first time, and he looks a little nervous, Chase with socks and Birkenstocks.
Socks and Birkenstocks.
That was me entirely through the 90s.
Yep.
I say through the 90s. I still do it every now and again.
Yeah, too, so. I just never got out of the 90s. Yeah.
Chase, you look. Chase was born in 99 or something.
When were
you?
95.
Okay.
Give me a little bit here.
Okay. So Chase is just going to hang out with us and see what the show's all about.
This is what happens.
Because you know what?
Show up when we're recording.
It's Christmas.
We'll put you on for the whole show.
And crazy things happen at Christmas.
This is exactly
magic happens.
Magic
dreams
happens.
Come true.
All right. This week's show includes a weekly happy. Starring Chewbacca, a snow report. Yes, it finally dusted a little bit. On the docket, in the news I have, not much, but chickens, poachers, and bucks in a bowl. Worth watching, imagination, and this is, you're going to love this, worth watching. Something new from Rad Dog, or in the dog industry, for your dog. For Christmas, perhaps. Maybe
so
you can get it.
It's not just
here,
for rad dogs. It's for just
any
for,
dog.
To make them
even
more
your,
rad.
Even your dog doesn't listen to you and he's not. Okay. He's less rad. Yeah. Something from Mylands. Chouinard responds to Congress. Quote of the week. Outdoor jukebox. And we'll keep it short. Why? Because it's the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year.
Exactly.
And you don't have time for this, right?
Not so this time of year.
Not this time of year. All this and more on Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show episode 292. Solstice delight, so let's charge.
He summits with the agility of a mountain goat, flashes routes faster than UPS, is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd to the top.
All right, it is time for our weekly happy. Chewbacca kayaks the indoor storm drain. Let's see if it'll... Oh, geez. I got to refresh everything if you don't play it right away. I save these like 24 hours in advance, and then you got to...
All about the flash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is brilliant. I really
this
like
is. Look
this.
At this. This is. Yeah. Do you like the timeout thing here?
Yeah.
I'm going to blame this that on... Oh, here it is. He's got a candy cane paddle. It's Chewbacca in a Jackson kayak. This is your weekly happy. Get ready for it. He's dropping down the storm drain on the indoor storm drain. Is that right? Is that what this is?
It's the forest planet, obviously.
That's not a lot of water right
it's
there.
It's not at all.
No, like it's maybe as wide as the boat. And Chewbacca's handling it well. I mean, he's got his GoPro on his helmet, so he's doing things correctly. Dropping a paddle onto the leaves on each side. And he's going to get a little squirrely here in a minute. Take on the... Look, in the dirt! In the dirt!
This is clearly green screen. Nobody would do this.
No, man, this is real. There's Chewie. I like the pop Star Wars music.
I like the GoPro on the top of his head and the front and the back of his kayak.
This is a long ditch. Drain, whatever,
yeah,
on indoor, because they don't do no short drains on indoor. And then, cannot escape your destiny.
play it.
Thank you, Kavu and Tyler Brott for... That's the last weekly happy of the year. So I can't help you next week because we're going to take the week off. So that was it. Snow report.
It's up to you to stay happy.
Yeah.
Day or two after Christmas.
Yeah. Chase, did you go up yesterday?
I did.
Yeah? Conditions?
Conditions are just grand. Great man-made snow up there.
So you went up before the storm came?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Storm didn't hit till later on. Yeah.
So you got zero freshies.
Zero, absolutely.
Do you know
man-made freshies for sure?
You were up at Basin.
Yeah,
they got a fat 2 inches last night. So
I was getting expecting pretty deep more than there. That.
I know.
There's a little bit of a storm down here, but it was looking pretty good up top.
Basin got 2. Nordic's claiming 3. Or no, that's Powder claiming 3. Where'd Nordic go? Did I skip it? But Salt Lake got hit. The storm moved south, and so. Beaver, 1 inch. Altus,
it's a big day for them, though. Yeah,
it's a big day for them. Brighton 6, Cherry Peak sitting at zeros. Deer Valley 1, Eagle Point 3, Nordic 2, Park City 3, Powder 3, Basin 2. When Nordic gets the same as Basin at 2, that's a problem.
Yeah, someone's a little mad at Basin or something.
According to the Powder buoy. There's a
coming?
They 6 inches yesterday in the Cottonwoods, more coming into Christmas Eve, and then another push coming on the 26th, apparently, according to the Powder buoy. So hashtag yeah boy. it's not showing up on like my weather app that we're getting anything. It shows basically zeros. I mean, a little bit of rain, snow. So that's I have pictures,
our
Todd,
shot was like yesterday.
Of
like
us snowshoeing on January 3rd last year in all the snow. Like we were in Wheeler Canyon, just buried in snow. Remember that?
Yeah, no, I remember.
Beautiful.
And then it just didn't really stop. Like we were snowshoeing every single week. Yeah.
I got one of those Facebook notifications of 2 years ago today. I was skiing knee-deep snow.
On what's wrong with the 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knee-deep up at Basin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
On the docket, tonight is the Ogden Pub Runners weekly run at the Angry Goat at 6 p.m. So if you would like to drink a beer and run or just drink beer, they accept all types.
Yeah.
So
you're pretty much
just no show up to the Angry Goat, 6 p.m. Chase, you can go and have a water and run.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. Be careful. Don't want to drink too much water. But.
No, you don't. You have to just stay a healthy hydration level. Also, today at noon, which... By the time you heard this, it'll be over. But they're doing because it is the winter solstice, you can go check out the snowflake that's like literally kitty corner from Gear 30 at noon. Happens once a year during winter solstice where the art piece out there.
At the Adventure Park.
Casts a shadow, yes, at the Adventure Park, onto a rock of a snowflake and on winter solstice. It's a winter solstice celebration. Big, good times. Does anybody like do shots or... They just like, hey, it's winter solstice, or is this just...
It's Ogden City. They put it together, so yes, obviously.
Okay, I'm just curious. Also, this weekend on the 23rd, Wildcat Express grand opening. Yay, let's hope there's snow.
You need a ride if your car can't make it up.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be amazing. I still think it would be amazing to go from Weber. But no, it's the Wildcat up at Basin. Yeah. Ski Patrol Fireside Chat up at Snow Basin from 3 to 4 p.m. That is this Saturday. If you're an uphiller or not, but uphillers specifically will enjoy this Fireside Chat up at Snow Basin with the Ski Patrol. That is, again, from 3 to 4 p.m. So you can go up, ski all day, and then hang out in the lounge there inside. They'll do a little Fireside Chat. Oh, it's probably not inside, probably outside if it's a Fireside.
What do you think they're going to chat about?
Rules and regs, how to stay safe,
do you think
when to
go
do
off
it.
On little tangents and... I hear they'll answer any question you have.
Like a live
about
Facebook.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can ask.
I mean, that's
them,
what I've heard.
Like what to get your cat for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last minute gift ideas. That's what they're going to focus on. Yeah.
The next day is Christmas Eve and it's Snow Basin's Christmas Eve celebration up there. And that is open to the public. So you can go up there and hang out and I don't know what they do, but it's a Christmas Eve celebration.
They celebrate Christmas
Eve.
Eat. And then after Christmas, it's the know before you go, because we're planning on snow by then, but we'll see, right here at the old Gear 30 on December 27th, 7 p.m., just confirmed with Chase from Lucky Slice that they will be delivering pizzas that night for attendees. Free pizzas.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lucky Slice. First come, first slice, right? So get here early. It starts at 7. We'll be doing Know Before You Go, so that when it does snow, you will be ready.
Now, is it just Avalanche, or is Know Everything Before You Go? Like,
we're gonna start at the beginning of man. Like,
like Know Before You Go where?
Go to the mall before you go. Before you go down the aisle on your wedding day.
Before you leave your house.
You know, like, yeah. It's everything you need to know before you go.
And how long is it?
It's a couple days. We'll start with...
Count me in.
You guys are bringing a lot of pizza. There's going to be breakfast pizza.
No, that one piece is going to last.
It's got to last. Rationing. I like that.
It's Lucky Slice. One piece could last. I don't know. True, yeah. It's pretty good pizza. It's so
very big slices here.
Know before you go into the backcountry.
All right, so they're going to be more specific.
Yes, a little bit more specific than.
Got it. Thanks for the clarification there.
Frosty Fat Tire Race up at Nordic Valleys on December 30th. There's a Turn and Burn Bank Slalom snowboard race at Powder Mountain on the 6th of January, which, by gosh, I'm not sure we'll have enough. They're not open.
Nope, they're not.
Dawn Patrol with the Weber State Outdoor Program on the 10th. There's an Airy 1 course through Weber State, January 13th through 15. Dining Discovery up at Snow Basin on the 18th. And then there's a second chance at Airy 1 course through Bear House Mountain Guiding in the Cottonwoods, too. So if you'd rather hang out in the Cottonwoods, that's January 19th through 21st. You can get your Airy 1 cert. Also, an intro to ice climbing through Bear House Mountain Guiding. That is on January 21st. So exactly a month from today, you can get your ice climbing on. But they've already been climbing. Willard was in, and Malin's Waterfall was in. However, it warmed up recently, so I don't know if it's still in. So last week they were climbing it, but I'm not sure.
It started snowing, it was almost 50.
Yeah, that's pretty warm. Adventuring in the Alps. If you've been thinking about touring Europe in the summer and you're not quite sure where to go or how to do it, but you want to go to the Alps, on January 30th, right here at Gear 30, there will be a presentation from a gal who spent a lot of time in Colorado, and then she moved over there to the Alps, and that's where she lives, and she kind of helps set you up for success for touring the Alps. So she'll have a little presentation here at the shop. She's sending posters and stuff, and we'll have more information as we get closer. But
nice.
It's free. You can come hang out, and you can get some information, and, man, go backpacking in the Alps, she'll teach you how to do that.
It's good to get inspired.
Yeah. Now, you just shaved.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be up for this beard and mustache competition.
The Yeti Beard and Mustache Competition, or Moustache Competition, at Union Station as part of the...
Moustache sounds so classy, though. It's
adding a level of class to...
It's not a mustache.
Yeah, it's a moustache.
Moustache.
The weekend fun of the Yeti celebrations, February 2nd, so the Beard and Moustache Comp. Just call it a comp.
In the know,
right?
Call it comps,
like, yeah. You got to prep the beard and all that
beard
stuff.
Beard and moustache comp. Mm-hmm. Practice that. Stash.
Have you
probably
got...
should get working on it. I'm not me personally. I think I'll probably.
Chase, you're pretty full over there.
Turn mine brown, and then it'd be great if you could see it.
You just need. Well, yeah, just grow it out. You got a month.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll take some of those hair growth things. You know. Anything for the moustache.
Anything for the moustache.
Sell that here in the store?
I don't know. Special order. I think that's what that is.
See Brandon. He'll help you out.
How did you know?
You do need it. You need a beard and moustache
section
of the store.
Yeah, should have been in our boutique, Chase. Keep that in mind for our boutique next year. Yeah. Yeah. Beard and moustache.
With waxes and oils and whatever you just described. Something to make it grow quicker and longer, healthier and stronger. Something to think about.
We're talking about beards here.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Focus. Right. Focus.
International Fly Fishing Film Festival is at Piers Egyptian Theater on February 23rd. Oh, I switched it because before that is Banff.
Way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah,
here,
Banff is before that, the February 16th through 18th, and then the next weekend is the International Fly Fishing Festival. So,
and
The Big And is coming up sooner than you know it. I'm going to be out in Park City the 20th through the 27th, I think, for Sundance. So
okay, so let's do it. Let's, you know, I didn't put it in the intro, but let's do our Star Wars. Have you seen it, Chase?
I have not.
No, then we can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
But, yeah.
Let's just say we enjoyed it a lot.
So
I saw it a second time.
I have
already,
seen
so.
People who have complained about it and have not enjoyed it.
You cannot please diehard fans.
And they said there were plot problems, and to which I would say it's Star Wars.
That is not the answer they're looking for.
Good luck.
You literally, I mean, every reason that the diehards disliked the last one, Force Awakens, so they kind of self-corrected a few things, went a different direction on this.
Right.
They didn't like it in the opposite. So, I mean,
you can't please all the really Skywalkers. Can't. You know what I'm saying?
But we liked it.
I thought I had fun.
Yes, you did.
You know?
You thought you had fun. That's what counts.
You have to look at the masses and find out if you really had fun.
Yeah, until other people really? Tell me I didn't enjoy the movie.
Oh, that movie was, yeah, exactly. Dude.
Then I started to second-guess myself while I had fun at the show.
Don't ever second-guess yourself.
I had fun.
You heard the things people said about this show, and we just kept going. Just keep going ahead. We're not going to let the voices
sway
us.
Well, then tune in maybe after the holidays, and we'll talk about. I have thoughts on it, like deep thoughts on stuff, which you probably didn't know.
Usually don't have deep thoughts. Particularly not about pop culture. That's good. We're going to have
that
conversation.
It's a new year, Todd. Yeah. It's a new year. And speaking of deep thoughts, Ogden has chickens now.
Yes.
No longer illegal chickens.
See,
in
I've heard the results of this vote, so you're going to have to tell me about it. So,
well, the council okays backyard chickens. So
for what areas? For all Ogden?
What this has to do with Ogden Outdoor Adventure is...
Listen,
community service.
People
right
talk
here.
About chickens. Yeah. For a long time, they've been talking about chickens.
After months, according to Standard Examiner, this article here that we are reading to you is from the Standard. Months of discussion and debate, the Ogden City Council voted 4-3. So we had three dissenters Tuesday for an ordinance that will allow backcountry chickens in the city. The vote came at like,
you know who swayed this was Big Chicken.
It was.
The backyard chicken lobbyists.
They lobby hard, man. The vote came after about an hour of input from members of the public who expressed overwhelming backing for allowing the birds, with 21 of 23 voicing support. So,
good light. Way to use our own slogan against us on that if they wanted to. We're Ogden Untamed.
Let us have
Anytime
our chickens.
Anytime we ever get caught doing anything inappropriate, we just need to
like officer.
Pull that. Yeah, exactly.
We can't be tamed.
Dude, we're Ogden Untamed.
We're Ogden Untamed right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't follow by your rules. That's not how Ogden used to be.
Okay, let me know how that works out for you.
Let's follow through with this.
And then unfortunately, some a-hole poachers let loose and killed a... 2 bucks and a bull moose recently, so the Utah Division of Wildlife officials are asking for the public's help in gathering information about these separate poaching incidents during November. First poaching occurred somewhere on November 15th near Hennifer in Summit County, according to DWR news release. So
yeah, just hunt when you're supposed to, where you're supposed to.
Just buy your tags and shoot them the right way instead of the wrong way. Right? Is that where?
That's how I see him.
Can't right. be tamed sometimes.
Can't, not in Hennifer either, apparently.
Hennifer Untamed.
Hennifer Untamed doesn't work. Doesn't sound the same. Okay, so this is my favorite. This is, I thought we saw this at Banff. You're going to see some, but maybe they reworked it. I'm going to have to go back and see if this was one we saw or if this is a new release with a new edit, because skiing down through the city is nothing new, but this is phenomenally done. It's called Imagination. I'm assuming it's sponsored by the North Face because the North Face posted it, but it was done by Sherpa Cinemas.
Is this the Tom Walsh one?
Maybe you'll tell
Maybe
us.
Maybe you'll recognize the skier. It says at the end. This is it.
This is good old Tom Walsh.
This is unbelievable. So, yeah, the family's driving their SUV through town, talking about life. Kids in the back just zoning off, pretending that he's actually skiing the houses and doing tricks in between like you would with, because there's snow and it's cool.
Using a little imagination.
And then the imagination kicks in when an actual skier is hitting all these inner city jumps and bumps and obstacles.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this, you need to watch this. This is great. I've seen this.
I like that the parents are just talking and have they're oblivious to...
As parents are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then... You've done that before, right, Chase?
Well, that's just my warm-up.
Yeah, your warm-up. That's good.
This could be a weekly happy, too. It makes you happy. It's a fun, happy video. Up and over the airstream. That's a three over the airstream. Then skiing just right next to the car on the road. Sparks are flying.
This is just your commute to work.
Chase, we got to do that, dude. Where do you live? You live, like, could you commute to work? Down 21st Street?
Cross-country skis, maybe.
I like when
and
he hits the one jump and closes the garbage can lids.
Oh, over the dumpster. That was great.
We're just jamming to the tunes, too.
There's a little bit of choreography here.
Kind of a lot. Yeah, this is great. Over the dumpster, or the dump truck.
Dump truck, yeah. This is great.
So 4 minutes of fun. We're halfway through this. But, yeah, imagination, definitely worth watching. You can go to North Face Facebook page.
And as good as that was to listen just now, it's even better to watch it. Like, it's like
pretty
it's
amazing.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's comparable to listen to it, no question about it.
I like that. Go over the sunroof, and there's the parents again just
missing
everything. Yeah.
That's why parents have to keep that imagination, too.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yes, it
That's
is.
The kind of the point I think they were trying to tell us this in the video is, you know what, parents? Quit worrying about life so much and have some fun.
Yeah.
Go find your imagination and learn how to ski downtown.
That's a nice little trick there.
Do you like the stall? I saw
I
Chase
did.
Is nodding to that move there.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Then he just looks out of the car at the end.
Is this the one we saw at BAMP, or is this a different release?
I've seen it. So
You've
I don't
seen
know
it?
Where
okay.
I've seen it.
It's fun.
It kind of feels somewhere between like a little inspirational and a commercial. And I love it.
Yeah,
it's a great little video.
And then at the end, he drops him off at school, and then all the kids see all the skiers around the school. That's a nice drop there.
Yeah, he's dropping.
So good stuff.
Great.
Nice work. Sherpa Cinemas. That is definitely worth watching. Check that out when you have a minute. And that's why we do these things. We tell you what to watch.
So you don't have to.
So you don't have to watch it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we do.
Yeah, this is the big finish here. That the all the kids are... How cool is that? A little backflip over the school bus. And there's a dinosaur. And finally, the parents notice all the skiers. Yeah, good stuff.
Because they finally took a minute. They engaged.
Rad Dog releases a new running leash. So I don't know if you want to bring this in,
Chase.
What's
this all about?
This is, it's a rad leash for your dog. So it takes the concept of, you know, the leash that you hold on to and it's retractable.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Let's try that again. Replay. It's built into the collar. It's all they did was build the retraction device into the collar. So you can keep the collar on your dog and then just grab the collar and it'll pull out and then you can let go and it'll go back into the collar sort of thing. So it's simple concept, but they are launching a Kickstarter on this and they won a PayPal competition where PayPal is giving them $10,000 to do a quote-unquote makeover progress, whatever that means, of a branding or something like that. But they did win a competition through PayPal, and they're...
Is it salt and freshwater safe?
That's what it says.
Salt. It's answering all my questions in this video. Yeah,
golden now.
Oh, shoot. So this is a new product from... It's called the Release and Run Leash from Rad Dog. There you go. That's our Gear 30 segment showing you all the new stuff. Chase, I got to turn this down. Last week we talked about the Rab jacket that 4 out of 5 employees will wear in the shop here. Besides Rab, what gear have you been psyched on this winter?
Besides Rab.
And that's apparel. So what gear? Yeah, like what winter hard goods?
Winter hard goods. I have gained a liking for Pamoka skins.
Pamoka skins. Yeah, that's new to the shop this year. That's the first time we've carried them. What's a Pamoka skin?
It's a climbing skin, Swiss made, and their quality is just second to none. They last longer. They don't glop like other skins are going to glop. Just
that's
they
the
take
last thing you want.
You don't want glopping.
No, glopping.
Yeah. Speaking of glopping, I have a glopping mic right now.
Nobody wants that. Look, it threw off, your day.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Nobody wants it. So Pamoka skins, are they more expensive than
they're
going to
be
Solomons
a little bit more expensive.
Or not Solomon.
The BD.
BD.
And Pamoka, they're going to run, I think they're like $40 to $60 more per skin, depending on what you're going to get.
And what you get for that is less soppage.
Soppage. They don't, yep, they don't they don't attract that wet stuff as well.
Yeah.
Just a great skin. It's going to last a little bit longer, or a lot longer. And they're a lot easier to cut and install on your skis. So.
Oh yeah, if they buy a pair here, will you install them for free?
I will cut those skins right up for free. No questions asked.
Pamoka skins, yeah, new to Ogden. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I've seen anyone selling them in Ogden.
I'm not aware if they are.
Yeah.
So also Icelandic skis.
What do you like about Icelandic?
They got a 3-year warranty on all their stuff. They call it the bomb-proof warranty, actually.
Oh, I see.
So pretty bomb-proof to me.
So when you're hucking cliffs or whatnot, and you come short, because, well, not you, but somebody else on a pair.
This is like a for instance.
A for instance, yeah.
Like if someone else in the shop was skiing, maybe.
And they break, you can send them back within the first 3 years and get a new ski.
Yeah, Icelandic. No questions asked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet skis.
And so if you take them up now on the rocks and you get a little too dinged up,
I don't know if they
can warranty dumb. Okay.
They can warranty
failure.
Just want
to know how far this goes. Yeah.
It's in the fine print is the dumb
We
boss,
can't warranty dumb. Define dumb. Yeah.
I think rocks plays into that, yeah.
All right, my land segment. Yvon Chouinard will not be testifying in front of Congress. He supplied a terse response to the GOP's invitation to come introduce himself and put forth his beliefs. Basically, the letter said, Dear Chairman Bishop and House Committee on Natural Resources, I find it disingenuous that after unethically using taxpayers' resources to call us liars, because they took out an ad. I don't know if you saw it. It says something like, did they post it here?
They stole your land.
Yeah, the president stole
The president stole your land. Oh, wait. Was this the one they put out? Because Patagonia put one out that said you're...
Yeah, that was on Patagonia's.
That's Patagonia's.
Yeah.
So, but then the government, Department of Natural Resources put out a rebuttal ad to it and did spend money. So that's what he's talking about. He finds it disingenuous that using taxpayer resources to call us liars, you would ask me to then testify in front of a committee for a matter already decided by the administration and applauded by the Utah delegation just a week ago. A macabre. There's an E on the end.
It is.
E silent?
French fancy.
It's French fancy. Okay.
It's
French.
Silent R-E. Yeah.
A macabre celebration of the largest reduction in public lands in American history. It is clear the House Committee on Natural Resources, like many committees in this, failed Orwellian. Now this is where I think he goes too far. Failed Orwellian government is shackled to special interests of oil, gas, and mining and will seek to sell off our public lands at every turn and continue to weaken and denigrate Theodore Roosevelt's Antiquities Act, which has preserved our treasured public lands for over 100 years. The American people made it clear in public comments that they want to keep the monument intact, but they were ignored by Secretary Zinke, your committee, and the administration. We have little hope that you are working in good faith with this invitation. Our positions are clear and public, and we encourage you to read them. Sincerely, Yvon Chouinard. This is big level fighting here now between Patagonia and guess who wins? Patagonia always wins because people just buy their stuff, so it's like they don't really have anything
to
lose.
Depends on the big win, though. I don't know if that's the win that they would rather have. But
yeah, I don't. Anyway, that's what's going on in my lands. Utah is the center of Center of debate. I have a quote of the week, unless you have something else.
No, I'm excited about this quote of the week. I'm gonna support it no matter what. I feel I was a little rough on you that once. It was a couple weeks ago. I don't remember what it was, but I'm like, oh, that was rough.
You can't win them all.
But we're talking out of how many shows now? I mean, your track record is good. Like, it's good.
So I can't be good 292 times.
Nobody would want
like,
that.
I got to mess up.
You're human.
I can't. Like, if I was shooting free throws and I missed one out of 292, I'd be on a pro basketball team right now.
You wouldn't be doing this.
I wouldn't be doing this. Yeah. All right. Quote of the week. People don't notice whether it's winter or summer when they're happy. Anton Chekhov.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Be happy.
I guess it's what
Chase, what do you
is,
think?
Yeah.
First show. Thanks for sitting in. I appreciate it. Super short. Why? It's the winter solstice.
Yeah. I don't have time to. I mean, I love the show.
You're getting paid for this, actually. He's on Gear 30's clock.
Busy man right now. Yeah. We could go a couple hours if you really want.
If you really want to. Okay. Yeah. We'll keep you around for the after party.
Yes.
Thank you to Gear 30 for powering today's 292nd episode of the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and thebandycollective.com. And soon, should we make the announcement?
Yes.
Soon, back at OgdenOutdoorAdventure.com. Relaunching the website. We'll be back. OgdenOutdoorAdventure.com coming soon. First of the year. I think we'll do a little soft launch January 1st. And then from there on, you can go to OgdenOutdoorAdventure.com. You can find all the worth watchings, all the events, all the podcasts, plus information from others in our community who are writing stories for us. So thank you, Todd, for your help and those other contributors for their support of Ogden Outdoor Adventure, OgdenOutdoorAdventure.com, back after the new year. So thanks.
That's great news. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
that's like a present to me.
If you have any, if you want to communicate with us in any form or fashion, Twitter is a good way to do that. At Ogden Adventure or at Banyan Podcast.
I prefer in person.
And you can find Todd hanging out at Weber State in the art department.
Think about all the places you can catch me. Like, there's no shortage of
slack
places.
Water. You still slack water?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, okay.
Uh-huh.
Weekends?
Yeah, most of the time you can just find me here and there. So.
Okay. And every now, like Thursdays at Gear 30.
Yeah. So I might just give you a microphone.
That's true.
Yeah,
it happens.
True.
It happens.
All right, this week's Outdoor Jukebox. We played this one last year, the week before Christmas, and I thought we'd bring it back. Why? Because it's good. It's that Christmassy feeling, a little Johnny Cash. As John Muir would say, the mountains are calling. And
let's
we
go.
Must go.
There's a choir outside of my house singing Silent Night. For any little thing that's gone wrong, Christmas makes it right. Children are singing Christmas carols and everybody's holding hands. We've got that Christmassy feeling again. Singing joy to the world, and here comes Santa Claus. Mama's baking turkey,
and Daddy's making popcorn balls,
and sister's hanging mistletoe.
There's goodwill to all men.
We've got that Christmassy feeling